share with us a song. It's a Tsugi song, but I want to just read it, what it means, so you can understand. It says, I will praise you, my God, the omniscient God and the omnipotent one, the God of comfort, the God of love. You love me so that you came down from heaven to redeem us from the bondage of sin. Shine on me, Lord, shine on me, so I can discern your will for my life.
I've heard that it did.
Let me be where I go, Asarama Eiro, Asarama Eiro, Ubasaram Perito, Norea Ganguru, Saram Perito. I always want to sing a song, even though I'm not a singer, but because of the joy of the Lord, I always want to sing. So please continue to pray for me as I bring forward the message. Continue also pray for me as I start this week going to the prison also to share the good news to the prisoners, especially to the detainees. So thank you, Jeff, for bringing up this opportunity, and pray for me as I go on Thursday every month. And also I usually go there every Sunday, but since it's kind of running so short, I get out from the Chukis service and I run late to go to the prison. So continue to pray for me that the other pastor will be able to make his schedule. He works, so he can come, and so I can leave early, go to the prison for the regular service on Sunday, do the Chukis men in the prison. But this Thursday, I think it's mixed. Chukis and whoever are in the post five, detainee people. So please pray for me as I also go. I think most of us already experience up and down in our lives last couple months or last week, and maybe even yesterday or last night. And sometimes we think that that's the end. We lose hope. Sometimes we question God in our lives. Sometimes we don't understand why God allowed things to happen to our lives. But as I read, as I study the book of Habakkuk, and it really brings joy to my heart that I see this man of God, even though he went through all, and yet he can sing a song in the middle of the night. He brought out something that will really help us also as we walk, as we journey on in this life. And in Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 to 19, but through all the book of Habakkuk, you will see what Habakkuk went through. The questions he didn't understand, why evil things continue to happen, and why God allow evil people or evil things to come and just tear things apart. In those chapters, you also see that God gave him the answer. And we see that Habakkuk, once he realized this, and then he looked back, and he can say that, as it says in Habakkuk chapter 3, 17 through 19, it says, though the fig tree should not blossom, and there be no fruit on the vines, Though the yield of the olive should fail, and the fields produce no food, though the flocks should be cut off from the fold, and there be no cattle in the stalls, yet I will exult in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he has made my feet like hinged feet, and makes me walk on my high place. Let's pray. Father, thank you for today. We thank you for your love for us. And we thank you for the storms of life that we go through in this world, on this earth. And through it all, Lord, you bring about the change of our lives. You bring about the change of our attitude. We also bring about where to put our trust. And you also bring about the confidence that we can have in you, God. And so, Lord, I pray that as you speak to us through me, Lord, and Lord, I'm inadequate to do it, but yet only through God, my Savior, use me as an instrument to bring the message to your people. For in Christ's name I pray. Amen. A joyful heart. That's the title that I put it. And for me, when I look at the life of Habakkuk, and I would say, how can he have this joy? And you can also see Job, he went through all also. But yet, he says, he praised God. He lay flat on the ground. And he says, he worshiped God. Sometimes it's very hard for us to apply that in our own lives. And as we mentioned, as we put in our prayer, the economy is unstable. Here on Guam or even in the States. Just imagine if the whole economy just collapse and all our investment is there and then it's gone. So what our response would be? Sometimes I kind of take this and use it as an example. Like back home, all we always depend on the breadfruit. Just imagine if the typhoon just destroyed the whole island with destroy all the breadfruit, then we lost hope, because that's the main food that we have on the island, breadfruit. We so cherish that. Sometimes, you know, you go to the airport, people come from you, they'll bring breadfruit. Habakkuk, he went through this all in his own life. And when we can look back and see why he mentioned about all these trees, like fig tree, vines, olive tree, a cattle. And I think because in that day, in that area, in Palestine area, they value those things so important. And I noticed that the fig tree is a shady tree. And the people of Israel, they put their trust and their security on that tree, because it gives them a lot of things in life. Protection, security, and it may be even food. And also they use, like in the ancient Egypt, to build a casket for the mummies. I never even thought of that. But it's in the ancient Egypt time, they used to fix or to make the coffin for the mummies. And a symbol of fertility And I also read that as a Buddha, traditionally, they think that when they're under the tree, it brings them something they were a soothing memory, or it's a relaxing time to sit under the tree and bring back memories and meditate under that tree, according to the belief of Buddha. That tree is so significant to the people of Israel. It teaches about the nation of Israel, about their destiny, and God's purpose on earth for them. It says the Hebrew word for that is tiana, means to spread out, and gives the sense of safety and protection for them. 1 Kings 4:25, it says, so Judah and Israel live in safety, every man under his fig tree or vine and his fig tree, from Dan even to Beersheba, all the days of Solomon. So that tree gives them security. And so when I look back, when I read it, I say, why Habakkuk mentioned this tree? It says, though the fig tree doesn't give out the blooming. Flower things. And we also see that tree always represent the nation of Israel. You remember in the gospel when Jesus came to the fig tree and was thinking that he's going to get something good out of that tree, and it's nothing. And it also referred to the religious thing or the religious belief and the Jewish system. He thought that they really go for it, but yet outside, they do all the tradition things in life, go into the services and all the things, but inner, their own spiritual life is far away from God. So that tree is so important in that day. Not only the fig tree, but also the olive or vine trees. Christ says, I am the true vine. And the false vine, we can say that the people or the nation that time, the religious people that time, they don't really grasp the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. So all those things like fig tree, olive tree, and the fields that produce food, the flock in the field, no cattle in the stalls, those are the things that the Jewish people or the people from Judah, they place their total trust to sustain them their time. And so when I look at it, I try to apply to my own life, I say, so what is a God that I put my total trust in it, that I thought that it will secure me forever? But yet we see in this incident that they are gone. No more. No more people to be able to attend to them. No more harvest. No more cattle in the stall. And we also know that the herds or cattle and sheep, they're very also important in that day. We know that sheep they use for sacrifice. And they also use for food. And we know that they use those things just to picture what the real true sacrifice is, the true Lamb of God who shed his own blood for our sins. I look back and I also see the fig tree, Adam and Eve trying to cover them, their nakedness. Cannot be able to cover it. Only the blood of Christ That's the only thing that can cover our sins or erase our sins totally. And so when I look at those verses, we can see the consequences of that invasion of Judah by the Chaldeans. They destroy everything and they captured the people and took them to Babylon. And it was a sad day as we look at it. As we look at it, we say, so there will be no hope anymore, no hope for us anymore. Fruit of the vines were scarce. Olive tree were not yielding. Crops were not be able to produce. And then all the cattle and herds, no more. The consequences of the invasion of the land of Judah. And I can sympathize with the prophet Habakkuk when he went through that all. And he questioned God. May even put his fist in God. Why? Why this thing happened? Do you ever question God? When things doesn't go your way? When you think that everything is just blooming, it's so nice, and yet one day it's gone. God says, or Habakkuk says in verse 18, and says, yet I will exalt in the Lord. I recognize that things happen. I recognize that things I won't really rely upon, because one day there will be no more. But yet, I know where to put my trust. I will exalt, I will honor, I will praise the God of heaven. First, he exalts the God of heaven. He exalts the Lord. He knows that he is Lord of all, King of kings and Lord of lords. And that's the product of the invasion. First, the consequences, we know the bad things happen in Judah. But the product that came out from that, we see the praises from the mouth of Habakkuk. He says, I will exalt the Lord, my God. Secondly, it says, I will rejoice in my God of my salvation. He's the only God can deliver me. You remember Jonah when he was in the belly of the whale? When he prays, says, salvation is from the Lord. Can you say that? In the midst of hardships and trials, I pray and I hope that we all put our trust totally in God, that we'll exalt him as the God of all universe, and we'll praise him and rejoice, because things will never change, or in God, God never changes. Same yesterday, today, and forever. Things can be changed. The material things of this world will change, but our Master, our God, our Savior, never changes. The meaning of the word Habakkuk, when I trying to look for it, it says embracer. Another one, it says wrestle. Beginning of chapter 1 all the way to chapter 2, then it's just like wrestling. Why? But yet, chapter 3, embrace the God of universe. I will exalt you. I will rejoice. That's the attitude of the heart of Habakkuk. The product of the invasion bring about the change of his heart. Instead of complaining and questioning, then it says, I will exalt you. I will rejoice in you. Secondly, the invasion brings about the product, and it brings about a change where Habakkuk put his trust. It says, the Lord is my strength. The Lord is my strength. I shall not be moved. He's powerful than the things that I went through. He's powerful than what the world will give me, regardless of my loss, regardless of the disturbances in my life, regardless of the sickness and health. God, thank you that I can put my trust in your strength. So it changed the heart of Habakkuk where to put his trust. And I believe sometimes we mostly kind of forget about God. Sometimes we mostly put our trust in the things that we have in this world. But just imagine if God takes those things away, what left? Nothing. But if you and I have God in our life, and that's the thing that will sustain us, give us strength and something to go on in life. I thank God for my own life. Sometimes I went through, as you also went through, hardships in life. Maybe financially, maybe just emotionally, maybe just physically tired. Or even sometimes you think that, oh, nobody understands me. Nobody understands the way I also think spiritually. And maybe sometimes even my own family, they will not even listen. Though they will not listen to you, though they will not even go along with you, though they will be maybe different on their own thinking or ways, but I will rejoice. I will exalt my God. Can you say that? Can we say that? And the third thing that bring about the change is a change Habakkuk's confidence. His confidence maybe was in those things that I just mentioned, verses 17. It says he had a confidence that God will make his feet like inch feet. What a relief. First, the thing it says, I will exalt, I will rejoice. But this time, it's a passive. It's a God, I know you're the one. That you make my feet like inch feet. So instead of the walking below, that I'll be walking on the way on top of the circumstances that comes in my way. Because you are my God. You make my feet to what? To walk on high places. What a joy. What a relief. And we're glad that we're serving the God that he will lift us up from all the trials, all the temptation we go through. So that instead of walking, putting our head down in sadness, loneliness, because of what we lost. But let's aim high. That's what the Air Force logo is. Let's aim high on God, because He's the one that will make our feet like His feet. So that what? So that you and I, we can walk on high places. Where are you walking today? Are you walking the low in the valley? Maybe, but this time, maybe God wants you to remember that He's the one that can lift you up so you can walk on high places. We should say, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for being my Savior. Thank you, Lord, for being my comfort in times like this. As the song says, in times like this, we need a Savior. It is very true. In times like this, we need a Savior. And be very sure, your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. That is the rock, is Jesus Christ. I watched a movie long time about a man of God. He's a singer. I forgot his last name, but I don't know if it's Merle or something. I saw in the picture when his plane crashed and they took him to the hospital. On their way to the hospital, what he was doing was singing. But his whole face is covered with blood. He was singing joyfully for his God. I pray that today, as we go out from this sanctuary, we can go on our different ways. Maybe we've been through it all, through trials and hardships in life. But today, remember to put your trust totally in God, to exalt Him, to rejoice. And have the confidence that He's the one that He will make you walk on high places. He will walk on high places. I pray that the Lord will challenge your heart and challenge my heart as we go on our ways and serve Him for the rest of our life. Amen.